We have in the gospel today the parable of the sower, which represents which is presented to us as the gospel for the feast of St. Lawrence of Brindisi, who was a great Franciscan preacher among the line of the St. John Capistrano, St. Bernardine of Siena, although not with as gigantic a crowd as they had, but still a great, great preacher who traveled throughout Italy and Europe to preach. And he started his preaching at a very early age, and this happened. He was born in 1559 and died in 1619. So during that period after the Protestant Revolution, he was instrumental in preaching to the heretics and who were in Germany and around Europe, of course. And he was sent there from Italy, but at an early age, even 6 years old, and according to the Italian custom, he would preach. He would preach at Christmas time, and even then, he moved the hearts of people at that age. But he entered the Franciscan order, the Capuchin Franciscans, and he was only 16 years old, and was remarkable for his observance, his punctual observance to the community practices, and his obedience to his superiors, etc. And studied philosophy and theology, and had a remarkable memory, which he attributed to his intercession to Our Lady. And through his memory, he was able to study many languages, and French, Spanish, and German, which he used to preach. And he could preach in each of those languages. And he studied also Hebrew, and he learned it so well that he memorized the whole Hebrew part of the Bible, and was able to use that to preach to the Jews, and the Pope at that time appointed him to go and preach and evangelize the Jews in Rome. And he was so successful that he was sent to other cities and baptized many, many Jewish converts. And so he was remarkable for his preaching, and then was sent throughout Italy to preach, and many miracles accompanied his preaching. And he was sent to Germany to establish friaries there to counteract the Protestant heresy there, and established three friaries there for the Capuchins, and was so well known that the Emperor Rudolf II had him made the chaplain of his army, and was asked to preach the crusade against the Muslims who were taking over all of Hungary and threatening Europe. And so they were really alarmed, and he, similar to St. John Capistrano, who also preached and went with the armies of the crusaders against them, he too went with the army of Archduke Mattathias, who was a brother of Rudolf II, the emperor. And they had only 18,000 troops and against 80,000 Muslim troops, and they were wondering what to do. And Lawrence said, "We'll go. We'll fight. We will be victorious. Our Lord has informed me." And so he ran. He went at the head of the army, and it wasn't wounded at all. And they routed the Muslims and killed 30,000 of their troops in this major city. But the Muslims regrouped, and they still had more troops, and Lawrence led the army again to battle them the second time, and they won again. So we see him putting his own life on the line and his care for Christendom. And then he was, after that, he was made the Minister General of the Capuchins, and had that burden to take on himself, which he did remarkably, traveling with rheumatism he had, traveling, still making visitations, all his convents, and meeting crowds of people who loved him and wanted to hear his preaching. But he, after his first term, he did not want to continue. But he was still used by the Holy Father and to mediate between disputes between the princes of Germany in particular. And ended his days in Lisbon in Portugal when he went to tell the King Philip III about the oppression of the Viceroy in Naples, and he died there. And he had 8 volumes of preaching that we have, several commentaries on the scriptures, and 3 volumes of his apologetical work. And for all these, he was proclaimed Doctor of the Church. And so we see the fame of this Franciscan missionary, Franciscan preacher, and we see how important the preaching is and spreading the faith and doing it indefatigably as he did. But I think more remarkably is that how he maintained the faith in his interior life and his devotion to Our Lady. We attributed all his work and his conversions and his miracles to Our Lady. And he's the one who gives us that poetical blessing, Nos cum prolipia benedicat Virgo Maria, Mother Mary, Mile, bless us with your holy child. And he used to bless people in that way. He's very devoted to Our Lady. So I think when we look at somebody who's famous like this and see his perseverance, his faithfulness, and his devotion and love for God, and his love for the Holy Mass, he would be in tears many times and in ecstasy during his Holy Mass, and he would weep over the altar cloths which they used to cure people of illnesses. So his devotion, his love for God, is I think the key thing to see in all of his works, which is what made him successful. So we ask his intercession there to deepen our spiritual, our interior life, our spiritual life, which is what will make us do great things for God, maybe not in the eyes of the world, but for the conversion of sinners and for our own sanctification.
Fructum ventris tuum.